This is a poem dedicated to a friend of mine who lives in rural Vermont, and he's always tried to teach me about life in the country without a lot of success, but this was a little piece of domestic information, a little rule about country living that he, and the poem is about the first time he tried to impart this little bit of wisdom to me. It's called The Country. I wondered about you when you told me never to leave a box of wooden strike anywhere matches just lying around the house because the mice might get into them and start a fire. But your face was absolutely straight when you twisted the lid down on the round tin where the matches, you said, are always stowed. Who could sleep that night? Who could whisk away the thought of the one unlikely mouse padding along a cold water pipe behind the floral wallpaper, gripping a single wooden match between the needles of his teeth? Who could not see him rounding a corner, the blue tip scratching against a rough-hewn beam, the sudden flare and the creature for one bright, shining moment, suddenly thrust ahead of his time, now a fire starter, now a torchbearer in a forgotten ritual, little brown druid illuminating some ancient night. Who could fail to notice, lit up in the blazing insulation, the tiny looks of wonderment on the faces of his fellow mice, one-time inhabitants of what once was your house in the country. Thank you very much. True enough.